Hey there, welcome to A Year of Great Dates. My name is Ted Lowe, and I want to talk about something that is huge for your marriage, cultivating communication. Now, before you start thinking, oh great, another talk about communication, let me tell you, this isn't about perfect words or having deep, dramatic conversations all the time. It's about creating space to connect, laugh, and yes, sometimes even mess up, but ultimately show each other, you matter to me. Here's the deal. Communication, it's like the steering wheel of your marriage. If it's out of whack, the whole ride can feel bumpy. But when you intentionally cultivate it, it's like putting your relationship in gear and heading towards somewhere amazing. When we think about communication, we often picture deep conversations or resolving conflicts. But communication is so much more. It's the bridge between two people. It's how we build understanding and trust and connection. Yet for many of us, communication in marriage can feel like a struggle. Why? Because life is busy, stress is high, and sometimes we forget that great communication doesn't just happen. It's cultivated. So how do we do that? Let me give you three simple but powerful ideas. Be intentional, be curious, and be kind. Number one, be intentional. Good communication doesn't happen by accident. We can't rely on the when we have time approach because let's be honest, time does not magically appear. We have to make space for communication. This might look like setting aside 15 minutes at the end of each day to check in with each other or having regular date nights where you put the phones away and just talk. Intentionality means prioritizing your spouse, showing them they matter enough to have your full attention. Because when you're intentional about communication, you create a safe space where your connection with each other gets stronger. Number two, be curious. It's so easy to fall into the trap of thinking we already know everything about our spouse. But the truth is, people are always growing and changing and evolving. Being curious means asking questions and really listening to the answers. It means saying, tell me more about that, or what do you think about this? Instead of assuming that you already know. Curiosity shows your spouse that you're interested in them and that you value their thoughts and their feelings and their experiences. Curiosity turns everyday conversations into opportunities to grow closer. And finally, number three, be kind. This may sound obvious, but kindness is often the first thing to go when we're stressed or tired or frustrated. The tone we use, the words we choose, even our body language all communicate something. When kindness is at the center of communication, it's easier to navigate disagreements, solve problems, and connect emotionally. And kindness isn't just about how we talk to our spouse. It's about how we listen. Listening without interrupting, without planning your rebuttal, and with the intent to understand is one of the kindest things you can do. And while we're on the subject of being kind, I want to teach you two words that could be a total game changer in your communication with your spouse. In fact, these two words are so powerful that literally thousands of couples have seen an improvement when they've implemented this simple step. Okay, are you ready? Here they are. That's understandable. When your spouse is frustrated about a work situation, that's understandable. When they're venting about the mess the kids left in the living room, that's understandable. Your very best first response to how your spouse is feeling is, that's understandable. Those words are almost magical because they let your spouse know, I see you, I get you, and I got you. You see, one of the very best things we can do for someone we love is to show empathy. And guess what? We don't even have to agree with everything our spouse says or feels to show empathy. When we show empathy, we're reminding our spouse that we're on their team, and that is so powerful. Now, let me be clear. Cultivating communication isn't about perfection. It's about progress. You're going to have days when you get it wrong, when the words don't come out right, or when you're just too tired to listen well. That's okay. The goal is to keep coming back to these principles. Be intentional. Be curious and be kind. One of the best things about marriage is that it's a journey. There's always room to grow, to learn, and deepen your connection. Cultivating communication doesn't happen by accident. Great marriages don't just work out on their own. They happen when you're intentional. They happen when you show up and say, I'm here, I'm listening, and I want to know you better. Even the small moments, like laughing at a silly challenge or asking a thoughtful question, can lead to something big. So tonight, take your time. Stay in the moment. Talk, listen, and laugh. But do it knowing that you're working toward connection, not perfection. And remember this, God's plan for your marriage is good. And His heart for you is to communicate in ways that help and not hurt. So let's lean into that. Have a blast tonight and watch what happens when we take the time to truly cultivate communication. All right, let's get to it. Go enjoy your great date.